Today, I wanted to share two insights that actually shifted over the weekend for me. First one is accountability. And accountability for everything. I mean, it is my responsibility to manage my health. It's my responsibility to understand my emotions. It's my responsibility to take actions which is in accordance with what I want. Actions which can be turned into habits, and it's my responsibility to build out those habits in the first place. So understanding this changed my perspective as everything is predicated on the fact that the responsibility is on me rather than anyone else. Of course, you can have accountability partners, that's not what I'm saying, but first decision would be yours to be responsible, as one decision can change your life. Like, one decision for you to get, one decision for you to take a bottle of vodka, get in the car and just ram yourself and kill yourself, right? It's just one decision away. It's not that something you do, however, it is one decision away. And for you to build out that framework saying you have to take the decisions in accordance with the direction you are heading in your life. As said, you cannot change your destination overnight. However, you can change the direction overnight. And once you find yourself in that crossroads, you have to make the decision. Once you understand that your current actions or habits are not helping you out, you have to make the decision to change them, and a drastic decision. It shouldn't be a soft decision, I would say. It has to be a drastic change. And I am taking drastic steps towards where I want to go by creating habits which will help me or make the life easier, as there is a structure to it and I'm able to accomplish more things. That's one part, is accountability, taking action and changing habits. The second part is vision. If you are not excited to actually wake up and do stuff, you'll never be able to actually wake up and do stuff. The only way to overcome that would be to have a vision. And once you have a vision outlined and you know the target, what you need to achieve, and you have different paths where you can achieve them from, understanding the right next thing to do is amazingly de-stressing. Why? Because out of all the tasks that you could do, understanding what are the right next thing is to do and what are the steps you can take towards to achieve that is much more deliberating than breaking your head trying to understand the sequencing of everything. And here, I believe mentors play a very big role. Because understanding what the right next thing for you is going to be predetermined as you're in the box and you cannot figure out what the right next thing is if there's someone who's able to look at you or where you are at from outside the box and then say, hey, these are the paths you can take in order for you to get to where you want to be. And that would not be possible if you are inside the box, right? So you need an outside perspective for that. And getting the outside perspective from other people does not mean you have to do them, right? You can still exercise a level of certainty saying that, hey, this person said so and so, I like this part of it, I'll take that. I don't like this part of it, this is not something that applies to me, I'll not take that. So you should be able to realize that the feedback or direction you're receiving does not mean it's a be-all end-all. It is just a direction that you can take and you can implement on it, integrate on it, or change it according to your preference. This is something I wanted to share today. Have a lovely Monday, guys. And I know you're gonna crush it. So keep crushing it. Until next time. Hi, guys. Today, what I'm gonna share with you is one single framework that change my perspective, excuse me for catching the breath, I just took a walk up the hill, and anyway, the framework I wanted to share with you today is from my mentor Sharan Srivatsa, and when something happens in your life, the language you use determines the experience you feel. For example, when I had a person in my life who let's not go into that, but changing your language determines the experience or the feeling you associate with that person. It could be with that language. And once you are able to shift the perspective on the language or vocabulary you use, what happens is interesting things start to happen. First, your body language changes. Second, your perspective changes. And third would be the association of emotions, such as, let's say, I felt betrayed. That's a very strong emotion word, right? So instead of saying that, if you're able to delineate and say, what would a kid say to this situation? Kid would not say, I'm betrayed, right? Kid would say, I'm bummed that this happened, right? So when you're bummed, what do? You learn a lesson from that. And what lesson do you learn from that? The lesson you learn is, let's say, I should not, I have to, and you're going to put something in place for the future. If you are acting from a place where, you are not taking in anything, or because you are emotionally not there to make decisions, which will put you in a bad spot all over. So
use the vocabulary such as strong words for strong emotions such as betrayed, hated, things, negative connotation would be those. If you shift from those words to got bummed, oh shit, this happened, what happens is you'll be able to delineate from these strong emotions. And instead of doing that, you will be able to go towards, okay, what are the learnings that I can utilize for things that could happen in the future? So, to be honest, I'm not sure if I'm doing justice to the translation or the intent. I just wanted to document how it helped me out, because instead of saying, hey, she betrayed me, I'm like, oh, this is a bummer. And then, hey, this is a bummer. So instead of saying, oh, I should have done this, I have to do this, and so on, I'm leaning towards, oh, I could do this, I will do this, and if I do X, Y, and Z, this problem will not come up again. So I think delineating from the fact that, or just using strong words such as betrayed, hatred, negative words like that, actually does more harm than good, as every time you think of that person, you'd associate a negative word to it. So if you're able to shift that perspective, you are able to understand that it's okay, this happened. However, you have things to work on, and it's a bummer. So there are lessons to be learned. From the lessons to be learned, you will be able to grow from there. So check out Sharan Srivatsa, his podcast. The golden nuggets all over it. So go ahead, check it out. Have a good one.